You should find yourself in the highest courtyard in the castle, in front of the medieval house. You've already had a chance to notice the impressive dimensions of the castle as you entered. Have you noted that it has three courtyards, each one progressively more difficult to reach? These were the circles of a triple town wall which defended the house of the lord. As you can see, in the centre of this courtyard there is also a well, as old as the castle. If you look closely at it, you will see the deep grooves produced down the centuries by the pulleys used to extract the water. Now move to the right of the courtyard, where the entrance to a dark room with an archivolt is, and where the guards were based. As you go in, you can admire a collection of arms and instruments of the war period. Broadswords, cudgels, crossbows, halberds, and other not exactly recommendable instruments. This castle was also a place of imprisonment and torture. Some centuries ago, at the base of the tower, a 2-meter layer of human bones was found, which had accumulated over the centuries. Now go back to the courtyard and go up the outside steps, which take you inside the medieval house. You are now in the Caminata, the big room that takes its name from the fireplace. It was the equivalent of the living room today. It was the equivalent of today's living room. If you move to the left, you can go into the bedroom of the Capitano, and on the right, there's an interesting fresco dating to the year 1200 showing a crucifix with the Madonna and Saint John. While to the right of the entrance, there is the dining room and an adjoining room with 5 portraits, of which the central one, on the right, is of Dante Alighieri, a contemporary. My suggestions for your visit end here. Now, take your time to explore these rooms, and then, when you've finished, go up to the walkway around the tower via the narrow staircase at the back of the last room. You can go right to the top of the Mastio and from there admire the best view of this magnificent village, Soave. I hope you enjoy yourself.